And on the ninth day, God looked down upon his world and saw that men had harnessed fire, but they needed something more. So God made an oil man. God needed someone strong enough to wrestle iron pipe and drill through rock, yet patient enough to wait for the black gold to rise. Someone who would work under the blistering sun and through the biting cold, enduring the sweat and the frost so families could be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. So God made an oil man. He needed someone to leave before dawn, lace up his steel-toed boots, and head out to the rigs while the world slept. Someone who would brave the boom and bust cycles, the critics and the regulations, yet never stop searching for the better, cleaner, more efficient ways to power a civilization. So God made an oil man. God wanted someone who would turn crude into progress, who could refine it into fuel for ambulances, airplanes, and tractors to feed the world. Someone whose work would give light to darkness, mobility to the working man, and power to the dreamers who would build the next great invention. So God made an oil man. He needed someone with the ingenuity to take what was once waste and turn it into life-saving plastics, metal devices, and fertilizers that sustain billions. Someone whose innovations would drive economies, provide jobs, and lift entire nations out of poverty. Someone who would never seek recognition, but whose work would touch every home, every hospital, every road, and every hand that turns a key. So God made an oil man. And God saw that man needed freedom. Freedom to travel, to create, to prosper. So he gave them energy security, the power to choose their destiny, the means to light their way forward. And for that, he needed a steward, a guardian of power, an explorer of the earth's deep bounty. God realized there was only one thing he could do. So God made an oil man.